thing that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 6:39, Brock Unter. Unter.
We're in the same thing I did yesterday.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm actually, you know, look at me act as I'm not far off. I got the same pants I was wearing yesterday.
Like, really?
And I had a blue button-down shirt yesterday. Literally, the only thing different is this one has sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're wearing the exact same outfit, though.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
I know.
No wonder the studio stinks.
I don't really care anymore.
I've given up.
I've given up a long time ago.
I just don't care.
Went from the buckle buying $80 Lucky Jeans to
$20? Damn. All right.
For the whole outfit?
For the whole outfit?
Jesus.
I thought Walmart was supposed to be cheap.
It's ridiculous, man.
I'll just pick anything on the floor there. That's what I'm going to wear today.
You don't stink yet.
No.
I'll let you know.
I definitely showered.
I'll hose you off.
Just
see, now, if I shower putting on clothes I've worn before,
I know, it's kind of pointless.
I can't do it. Yeah, you got to get some fresh digs.
The smell of the clothes really come out of the clothes when you're showered before you put them back on.
Where do you put clothes that didn't get dirty enough to wash and you can wear again?
I have two... And not even to say organized, just two piles.
You have two piles.
This one's dirty. This
See,
one's really dirty.
You can make it last longer if you like hang it up, put it on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you got to sit there and hang it up. And
God, you're the laziest.
Put it on something.
The laziest son of a bitch. What, yeah, I got? What, I'm supposed to hang it up like some woman?
Here's the thing, right?
I'm the damn woman.
Here's the thing.
If
you go through my house, if you go through the man cave, everything's organized.
Is
everything's
it?
Clean.
Uh-huh.
My wife will vouch for me on this one. But if you go into the bedroom, it's a little different.
Yeah.
A little different. I think everybody has to have at least one room or an area where it's not the most organized.
Yeah.
Like, I go to my sister's house, and sorry if you're listening, sis.
I'm not. What's up, sis?
You go to her house, and everything is just like, I mean, boom, right here, like just by the inch.
Mm-hmm.
And I like walk around the house and I see her. I'm like, you know, you're psycho.
Do you ever just move stuff? Like,
yeah,
just
sometimes.
Like a little bit, just to mess with.
Like
her?
All the pictures on the, everything's just perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, are you like selling the house? Like, why is it so perfect?
But see, when it's nice and clean like that, and you keep it clean, it's a lot easier. Because how many times have you had that Saturday? Where you're like, oh my God, the house is a mess. We gotta clean it,
yeah.
And then it takes forever.
And not really though, because we don't really get to that point.
No.
Where it does take all day to clean.
Your wife doesn't let it get to that point.
Oh, she'll vouch. No, she works.
I don't believe it one bit.
She's at work all day.
I don't believe it one bit.
You know what? I am going to step. I'm taking a stance on this one. There are a lot of things I don't do. But the one thing that I am going to vouch for myself.
Yeah.
I'm clean guy.
I don't believe it.
I'm a clean guy.
I don't believe a damn word. The guy who's wearing the same clothes as yesterday is
has
protesting.
Nothing to do.
I am a clean man.
With the organization of my house.
Don't let the two-day outfit fool you. All right, well, maybe we'll get your wife on the phone. We'll see if we can, confirm.
Let's do that.
Confirm this. First, we got to do rock news.
Okay.
Why don't you clean up your area while I'm doing rock news?
You hear that, wife? If you're listening, make me feel good. Come
defend
on.
My honor, woman.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne's fans who also enjoy tattoos, you're getting the first crack at hearing his new album, Ordinary Man. There are listening parties set at 50 tattoo shops around the world, and people who attend can also get inked with something from the new collection of Ozzy-inspired tattoo designs. You can RSVP to the event closest to you at tattoo.ozzy.com. I'm actually going to check that out. That's pretty cool, man.
A bunch of dirty tattoo-wearing people.
Yeah, at least we have fresh clothes on. Ordinary Man is due out the next day, February 21st. Ozzy will be signing the album at Amoeba Records in Hollywood. I think that's cool, though. Ozzy's got a lot of tattoos. Very illustrated man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now grandma would not be proud.
I don't know. I've seen some grandmas all tatted up.
Look, you grandmas just look at. Look at all those tattoos you
got.
Your
grandma had that mushroom tattoo on her face.
You're a son of a bitch. Jeez, man. I'm being funny here. I'm not serious. Straight up.
I'm sorry.
Straight up said my.
I'm so sorry.
You know what? I hope you burn. You're going to burn.
I am going to burn. It's going to be worth
just
it.
Burn.
It's going to be worth it. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1968, Sully Erna, lead vocalist and guitar of Godsmack, was born. You're going to be reeling from that one for a while.
February 7th, 2020. Brock gets struck by lightning through the window.
Ah! Worth it.
During the winter.
Happy birthday, Sully. We love you. We love Godsmack. That's your Rock News of Rock History brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it, you son of a...